Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin says in the middle of. Oh, sorry, Perek Lamed Hey. Perek Lamed Hey. Pasuk Zayin. We are in the middle of the Nevuah, Yecheskel, describing the fall, the defeat of the nation of Edom. And Edom is the descendants of Esav Harasha. Esav, who has sold his firstborn right to Yaakov Avinu. Esav was meant to be. It's good. Oh, thank you. Very good. What goes that all? Esav was meant really to be part of Hashem's mission of bringing Kedusha to this world. He chose not to be part of it. He sold it to Yaakov. He gave up his land in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And Hashem gave him in exchange Har Seir. He did not join, participate in the Shibud of the Avodim V'ili Oysam. And therefore, he later in history came to resent it very much. And we learned over here, yes, all these different ideas about Eva. Choice word is Eva. We spent so much time on blood. Esav gave up his avodah because he did not like the sight of blood. And look what happened to him. They became the nation that loves the sight of blood. They look at how much blood they've spilled in this world. And possibly learned yesterday says that Hashem's promises. Hashem makes a shvu that the day will come when He will be pursued by blood. Okay, it says here in the pasuk yesterday twice, V'dom yirdof fecha, blood will pursue you. Pasuk Zayin, Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Zayin, V'nasati eshar seilis l'shmama u'shmama. We have here repetition. Hashem is going to make the mountain of Seir to a place of utter desolation. V'hichrati mimenu, oiver v'ashav, and I will remove, cut off from the land, anyone who passes by, any transient, Oiver, someone who passes the shav, someone who returns, meaning no one's going to travel through this land. Pasuk Ches, Umi Leisias Harav Chalolav, I will fill up its mountains with dead bodies. Give Oisecha, your hills, Vigei Oisecha, your hills and your valleys. A Giva is a hill, Vigei Oisecha is a Geya, is like a valley. Okay, V'chol Afikecha, this is a plain, a lowland. Chal, three different types of lands. I'm not really sure the difference. Hill, valley, lowlands. The dead bodies will be filled, will fall in this land. Pasuk Tesh, Shimlo Yisraelam Etencha, I will make you to utter the desolation. V'arecholos Soshovna, and your land will not be restored. V'datem Kini Hashem, and then you'll know that Kini Hashem. Now, you remember over here, we learned, going back, let's first do the Mefarshim, then we'll come discuss a few things. Pasuk Zayin in the three Pesukim we did already. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzvot Tavid. He writes, El Har Seir, it's a Lemar Harotzos, Shetobosem, Me Har Seir, Misham Nefradim. Hashem says, I will bring desolation to the lands, to the people who are the descendants of Har Seir. All the lands that have Harotzos, Shetobosem, the people who have come. Descendants of the nation of Edom, who were originally parts of Har Seir, now are dispersed throughout the world. L'shimama u'shmama, kefel hamila yore al marbis hashimamon. The repetition comes to connote emphasis. Pasuches esar des mountains ki yinosu al ha'adim v'sham yasigim ho'i v'hargim. They will flee to the mountains. They will try to escape, but the enemy will pursue them and kill them there. Shimma is olam, an everlasting desolation. Ad olam tiyashmama v'yarecho lo soshovno likad masan. Your land will never be restored. Kani Hashem. Haneman l'shalein gimul. This is the theme of Nevi'im. We had this only a million times. Hashem is neman l'shalein gimul. Hashem is faithful to reward and to punish. Rashi, Pasuk Zayin to Pasuk Tes. Starting with Pasuk Tes, V'yarecha lo soshovna, your lands will not be restored. Lo kimo shemati l'mitzrayim v'shafti eshevus mitzrayim. This is a very important Pasuk. Here we learn that Egypt is going to have one up over Edom. Egypt, it says that they will be restored. And indeed, we learned that the Nebuchadnezzar, in many different layers of interpretation, many different tukuvos in history, of Jewish history, of history of the world, of what happened exactly to Egypt. But whatever it is, whatever period of time you're referring to, the Pasuk says that Egypt will eventually be restored. They will be restored, v'shafti eshevus Mitzrayim, and we know that they're not going to be restored exactly the way they were originally, not the way, but at least they will have a remnant, they will have a shame in this world, they will have a land, a culture, a nation, they will always be in Egypt. Whereas Edoim, the Pasuk says, will cease to exist, period. Rashi makes this point, it says by Egypt, Vishafti Yeshivus b'nei Ammon, Ammon also will once again be restored. But Vizohi Shem Malachi, V'Esav Sonesi V'Yosim Esharav Shemama. This is what it says in Malachi. So we have over here another prophet that prophesies regarding Edom, I will make their mountains desolate. She'itatim, I will designate them to be L'Shoimimois Olam, for utter and permanent desolation. Okay, so this is a very important, you see the Rashi emphasizes that Edom will cease to exist, period. Now let's go to the Radak. What? So that's a very good question. The simple understanding is Yimos HaMashiach. That is the simple understanding. Now, you can argue, you look at the Mepharshim here, they all have different opinions, but you can argue this really referred to an earlier period of time. If we refer to an early period of time during the time of Nebuchadnezzar, when he destroyed Yerushalayim and destroyed Egypt, he also conquered Edom. And then there were later points of time. Then we have in the Radak. Radak mentions, maybe the Mal mentions, I remember reading this in one of the Mepharshim in my preparation, that Edom in history suffered multiple times. They were wiped out, they were defeated in different periods of world history. And on the one hand, you can say, if you want to make an argument, you can say is the truth is they're gone. Because where does Edom really supposed to live? In Har Seir. As far as we're concerned, as far as we know, Har Seir is Saudi Arabia, or it's a desert. It's desert. It's total desert land. There's nothing going on there. It's empty.
The only ones living there are Arabs.
So what happened? And they don't tolerate. They wouldn't tolerate a Christian. They would kill them. I mean, so if you want to say that this was already fulfilled, very good. It's true. It was fulfilled. They have been obliterated from the face of the earth. There are no remnants of Edom from living in Har Seir. On the other hand, the Mitzudas doesn't really want to say that, because the Mitzudas keeps on saying that when it says Har Seir, he keeps on emphasizing the descendants, wherever they may be. They started out in Har Seir, and they spread out. They're all over the place. They're in America. They're in the whole Europe is Edom. It's Mamish. The Spitz Edom is in Europe. America also. This is Edom. So then you have to say that they did not. This Nevuah did not yet come to be. Let's see the Radak. Radak starting
to say. That's
the future. That's the future. So obviously there's still life. So Avol Moshiach, Yimos HaMashiach. Absolutely. Okay. Let's go further over here to Pasuk Zayin. Let's go to Zayin in the Radak. Lachain. A lot of this is ground. We'll just run very quickly. Lachain Chayoni Ki Ladam. I'm sorry. That's Pasuk Zayin. V'nasati L'Shema. Shame the Pella Simla. Okay, we had this many times that it's a word that's hafach. The mem, the mem should come before the shin. I'm sorry, sorry. Sim imra shivch v'nimshach peah poel betam. No, I'm sorry, sorry. L'shim. I'm sorry. Let's see what it is. V'nasati l'shimima. It means destruction. He's giving us the grammatical form of the word. Pasuk Ches. I will fill up the mountains of Seir with dead bodies. The Amar, and it says, "Give oisecha, v'ge oisecha, v'chol afi kecha." There are three different types of land. There's the hills, the valleys, and the lowlands. We're going from third person to second person, first person to second person. We're shifting back and forth. At first is umileisi, I will fill up. And then it goes on to describe them in the third person. Give oisecha, v'geh oisecha, your. First, it's mount. First it says, es horov, its mountains. So its mountains is third person. When it says, give oisecha, your valleys, that is second person. So it's shifting from third person to second person. Right. That is incorrect. That's inconsistent. If you would give in your paper to your English teacher and write such a sentence, he would give you an F or a C on your paper. So how come when the Torah gets away with it? Torah gets away with shifting between third person and second person. It is a style of writing. It is a style. It's nothing more than that. And that is consistent throughout Nusach HaTzvila and Tanakh, is to shift back and forth between the third and the second person in order to bring out emphasis, in order to bring out a certain style of writing. Okay, v'ulam. Okay, let's go to the next words. Tas, pasuk tas, shim mimois oilam, nimshach pe'apel batam. Okay, let's leave that. Okay, we'll finish with Radak. Let's go further. Okay, let's do a few more psukim, and then we'll come back and discuss some midrashim. Let's go further. Pasuk yud says yan am morcha. Okay, now this is really heavy duty stuff. Before we do this, maybe we just finish up some of the words here. What I want to say, I don't remember anymore. I marked off. There was a Malbum I remember I wanted to talk about. I'll just have to wait. Let's go further. Okay, we're going to go into some deep waters now. Okay, this next pasuk is a heavy duty pasuk. I try to figure out if this pasuk is true today. It doesn't seem so, but let's see. Yan because what exactly did Edom? What here we're coming to pinpoint, and zoom in on the chait of Edom. Yan because Amorcha Edom made the following declaration: Eshnei Hagoyim, two nations; V'Eshtei Ho'aratzos, two land masses; Li sihiena, shall be to me; Virash nuha, and we shall possess it. And period. You can put a good period there. And Hashem responds, Vahashem shom hoya. You said it. You thought no one was listening. There was no one watching. There was no surveillance. You made a big mistake. Hashem was there. Hashem heard what you said. Hashem knew what your plans are, and therefore Hashem will now take you into. There's going to be accountability. Pasuk Yud Aleph says, "Lochein." Therefore, being that I was there and I know what your plan was, your intent was, "Chai oni num Hashem elokim, v'yosisi I will do ki apicha uchekin osicha asher osisa mida k'neged mida." The same madness, the same jealousy, the same act of hostility that you have expressed towards others will boomerang against you. Misin osecha bam. This is what you have done. Your hatred was against them. It's now going to come back to you. Vinodati vam. It will then be known amongst them. Kasher esh pitecha, when I judge you. Now let's go slow and see what's going on in these two psukim. Especially the Aleph needs more of a precise translation. Pasuk Yud in the Mitzudos David, Yan Bavur Shemarta Eshnei Hagoyim Heim Yehuda VeYisrael. Mitzudos is very simple, very straightforward. This is as simple as it's going to get. Who are the two nations? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. The Malchus was divided between the Malchus of Yehuda and the Malchus of Yisrael. The Arotzos, and they have two different land masses. What's the capital of Yehuda? Yerushalayim. What was the capital of the Aseres Hashvatim? Shomron, that's mamash one of the kinos. Kinos, we always focus on Shomron, the Aseres Hashvatim. Hey, Yehuda v'Yisrael, the Arutz Oysom, Hinei Me'ata, Tien Ali, will be to me. This is what Edom said. V'anachnu nirash oison ad olam, we will possess them ad olam forever. What's very interesting, if you want to say that this is the Pshut Shel Mikra, is because Edom didn't really come on the scene until there was no such thing anymore as the Aseres Hashvatim. Okay, when is Golus Edom? It's a whole specialty. Golus Edom is the Bayis Sheni. Okay, the Bayis Sheni at the end, not only Bayis Sheni, we're dealing with the last 100 years. Bayis Sheni was 420 years. Edom did not appear, did not become a nation that was to be taken into consideration, to be recognized, until not at least the last 100 years. The last 100 years, slowly, but little by little, they built themselves up and they flexed their muscles. Right before that, there was the Klal Yisrael had autonomy under the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim, they are the ones that the Klal Yisrael had their own, the Mamish, their own nation, for own autonomy for a very short period of time. Before that, it started, Bayis Sheni started off under the authority of Paras Umodai. It was all Paras Umodai. It was really Modai first, then Paras for the long stretch. And then came Yavon. Then came the Greeks. They took over. They became the Balabatim. Everything was all paid. Taxes were paid to them. They had Shlita. Everything had to be done with their permission. And then when they were defeated, they were removed in the time of the Chashmonoim. There was a short period of time when Klal Yisrael enjoyed autonomy. And then that came to an end with internal machlokes. And then the big mistake was they invited the Romans to come in and to settle the dispute. There was major machlokes in two different families amongst Klal Yisrael, who should have authority, who should have leadership in the Beis HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim. And they asked their Roman friends to come in and to settle the dispute. Once they came, they never left. And once they came, now they never left, they got a hold on what's going on there, and they ultimately destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But when Edom came into Eretz Yisrael during the last 100 years of the Bayis Sheni, there is no zecher of Shomrein. There is no zecher of Yisrael. It's just one nation of Yehuda. It's just one nation of Eretz Yisrael. So to say that Edom, they're now talking about Yemos HaMashiach during the time of the Bayis Sheni, that Edom is saying, I'm going to possess the two nations and the two lands. I'm going to conquer Yehuda of Yisrael. I'm going to conquer Shomron and Yerushalayim. What? It doesn't sit well. Because there's no such thing anymore as two. It's just a skeleton of what it used to be, and it's one. And there's no such thing as Shomron. So it's a bit of a stretch. If you want to say that Edom had this in mind in the very beginning, maybe you want to talk about the term of the Bayis Rishon, during the time of Sancheirif. So yeah, Sancheirif, he was the world leader. And Edom was a third world country at that time. But in the back of their minds, they were planning and plotting already, one day we're going to rise up to power and we're going to overthrow Ashur, we're going to overthrow Parasamada, we're going to overthrow the Yavanim, and we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael and take for ourselves Yehuda and Yisrael and Shem and Yerushalayim. So far, it's a bit of a stretch. Ramachal, am I saying good? It's a bit of a stretch.
Well, it's a bit of a stretch.
But that's what it says here in the Mitzudos.
It's a stretch because the words are put in the mouth
of Edom. The words are put in the mouth of Edom.
If it weren't for that,
yeah,
then it wouldn't be as stretched.
When did Edom appear on the world stage? When they appeared, these two, there are no Shnei Goyim anymore. There are no Shtei Ho'arotzois anymore. So what is the Mitzudos saying? It's difficult. This is his true
show. Endured all the time.
1,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you have to say. And they're already saying this way, way, way back when it first came to fruition.
I mean, Haman was.
Haman, the Holocaust. Talk about Nazis.
Yeah.
Okay, Germania shall Edom. Germania shall Edom. So you want to go say, but still the words, but you're focusing the hatred.
Edom is, of course, much later. That's
The time of the Gemara is the beginning. After the Churban, the tekuf of the Churban. All right. In any event, so this is the parish of the Mitzvah. This is a little bit of a stretch, but that's what it says. Look at Rashi. I'm sorry. Not finished yet. One more pasuk. Okay. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Further. Vashem Shama. So this is very important. Vashem Sham Hoya. Hashem was there. Ko'oimer, this means to say, Avlo Cheniyeh. Hashem was there, and Hashem is saying, it's not going to happen. The way you're planning and plot, it's not going to happen. Ki Hashem Hayesham, return to Lemar. Mikoy Mikdosho Hayesham. The Eich Im Kain Yazvenu Biodecha. How can I finish Baruch abandon the land Biodecha in your hands? The Mitsudo says, Vashem Hayesham. I translate, I told you the Medrash. Hashem was listening. No. The Beis HaMikdash is present. Therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash is present, you're not going to have the power to bring any harm upon Klal Yisrael. What kuf are we referring to? When there's a Beis HaMikdash, Edom, like I told you, is not. They're not a major player. They're
that's when Yisrael is on top.
That's when you have Yisrael. But who's
the who?
All right.
They're always going to be.
But they're not. They're not the opposition. They're not the opposition at that point in time.
Right.
All right, so let's leave it with that. This is what it says. This is his parish. His parish is Yisrael v'Yehuda, Shem v'Mushalayim, Hashem Shammah, the Beis HaMikdash, period. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yosisi es el chok v'yakefi apecha v'ch...
Did you do the
I didn't do the right. I'm still doing one more pasuk mitzudos. I did two pasukim together. We did yud and alf. So let's first finish the mitzudos pasuk yud alf. The asisi esel chokvi apcha. I'm going to do to you. Going to your anger. V'kin oscha asher asisa lohem meroyv hasina sheyesh lecha aleim. I'm going to do to you midah k'neged midah, the hatred that you have expressed towards
that's
the Jewish
saying,
people.
The hatred has always been there.
Been there.
Even
so
when they were downtrodden, that
okay.
hatred was there.
From way, way back. And therefore it's going to boomerang upon you. That's amazing. That what's going to be done to you, think about the Nazis. The Nazis did to the Jewish people. Could we even imagine such thing happening to them? It's going to be done to you what you did to us. It will be noted. Now here's the hard part. It will be known. Bum. According to the Mitzudos, it's a very hard pasuk. Bum means amongst the Jews. Bum can go either way. Maybe bum means amongst the Edomim. No, it means bum. It will now be known amongst Klal Yisrael. Eheye, I will be Noda v'nikar bein b'nei Yisrael l'mashkiach, as the one who is protecting you, overlooks, seeks out your good and welfare. Ka'asher eshpitecha, when I judge you, al mash she'osi solo, when I judge you, Edom, when I judge you for what you have done low to Klal Yisrael. So if we review the pasuk again inside, pasuk yidal, if we read the pasuk inside one more time, lochein devochai oni nu mashem elokim, v'yosisi, I will do to you, Edom, ki apecha v'uche kin osicha, like your anger and your jealousy, your rage, asher osisa, asher, which you have done, misin osecha bam, which from your the hatred that you have done,
which you have done because of your hatred.
Because of your hatred against the Jewish people. And at that point in time, when it's done to you, midah keneged midah, with the same degree of anger and rage and hatred, then v'noidati bam, I will become known amongst my people, amongst Klal Yisrael, kasher, when I, at this moment in time, eshpetecha, I judge the nation of Edom.
Not just to us, but universally.
No, but that's not what it says in the Mitzudos. I told you that this pasuk is. I told you this pasuk is subject to interpretation. But
right.
The Mitzudos says bam is specifically will be known among the Jewish people.
The Medrash points out that
okay, the other interpretations.
That Hashem's name becomes universally known when he executes.
Okay.
Government.
Absolutely, but in this Pshutei Shol Mikra here, the Mitzudos David translates the words V'nodati Bam to refer specifically to Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael will witness the destruction of Edom, Midah K'neged Midah, then Hashem's name is going to be known. Now, let's see Rashi. Rashi, you have to hold on, fasten yourself into your chair, your seatbelt, to understand the depth of what this Rashi means. This is a very, 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 it's a very famous, I mean, you've all heard this before, it's nothing new. But now we're going to reflect upon it. Shnei Agoyim, Rashi learns everything here is Medrash. Who of the two nations? Yisrael, well, I'm sorry, Yisrael V'Yehud, okay? So he starts out like the Mitzudos. Pshut Shal Mikra, the two nations here are Yisrael V'Yehud, the Klal Yisrael is broken up into two nations because of the split. Medrash Agada, Rabbi Tanchuma, Darsho, Klav.
He says here, source unknown.
Source, it's not in the Tanchuma?
Well, it's apparently not.
Not okay.
It could be in the back.
Okay, okay. Umedesh Agada, Rabbi Tanchuma, Darsho, Klape, Shaholach, Esav, El, Yishmol, Hischat, Hinbo. We know that in the end of Parshas, Chayesara, is that the correct?
Yeah.
Right? Chayesara? No, so we're told, yes. After.
No.
It can't be, he wasn't born then.
Told us.
End of Parshas told us. Vayelachos, maybe we should call the Pasuk. Right? He went and he got married. The word mochlas, we know when a person gets married, Hashem forgives all of his sins. How could it be from the apostle? Esav gets married. Talk about when Yaakov gets married. Terence says, Yaakov doesn't have any sins. We have to go to the one who has all the sins to tell you about Hashem's going to forgive you. Hashem forgives a person at the time when he gets married. Okay. So the pasuk says, "Vayare esav ki ro'os benos kinoan." They were evil. The ene Yitzchak aviv. Vayelech esav el Yishmael. He went to Yishmael. He went to his uncle.
Uncle
Yishmael. Vayikach, and he married as Mochalas bas Yishmael. He married his first cousin. Okay, he married his first cousin. Ben Avraham, Achois Nevayos, the brother of Nevayos, Al Noshav, in addition to all of the other wives that he had, Lo Leisha. This is the merger of Esav and Yishmael. It was a political marriage. If Esav is now marrying the daughter of Yishmael, so that means that there are two major nations. Yishmael, and there is Esav, and there is Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Yishmael is from the previous generation. But by Esav going back one generation, Esav is going to merge with Yishmael. The conglomeration is a monopoly. And what does that mean for us? It means for us that we are in a lot of trouble. Because it's bad enough to deal with one enemy at a time. And normally we have a principle that my enemy's enemy is my friend. So that is the secret to Jewish survival to some degree in history, is that whenever we have one nation is our enemy, at least at that moment in time, there's another nation who is our friend. Why are they our friend? Not because they are our friend, it's because our enemy's enemy...
A common enemy.
Our enemy's enemy is our friend. So we always had this luck that we survive because when one nation is our enemy, the other nation is going to defend us, yeah?
Moshe Shapiro described the nightmare of Islamic fanaticism married to the technology of Edom.
Oh, the technology of Edom. The midah of fanaticism joined with the technology of Edom. That's the danger. That's the merge. That is the great danger. And that's what we're suffering from today. Today, I mean, that's the paradox. Because mitzad echad, it's a very fascinating concept. Mitzad echad today, there is a crusade. The crusades have not ended in 800 years. They're still going on. The crusades was primarily a battle of the Christians against dominance of the world, dominance of Eretz Yisrael, really of the entire world, Islam versus Christianity. The Ishmaelim, they took control of the battle of, what's the battle? The year 1071, Merzikit. It was about the first time that the Arabs, the Turkish Arabs, attacked and took away land from the Byzantine Empire, and that provoked that started a process which ended almost 20-25 years later in the First Crusade, where the Christians went back to take back their land, not just that land, but to go and to get rid of, to conquer all of the infidels. So there is a battle that is going on between the Christians and the nation of Islam, the Arab nations, for dominance of the world. So there's a war, crusade versus jihad. The calling cry of the Arabs is jihad. The calling cry of the Christians is crusade. And these two, this clash exists as we see today. That is what terrorism is all about. But mitzad sheni, ma'isa avay simen labanim, the paradox, vayelech esav el yishmoel. There is achdus. And we saw that on the news when Trump went to visit Saudi Arabia with all of the princes, and they gave him a sword, and they had a nice little dance there. And Melania thought, what kind of crazy thing is going on over here? Laughing at her husband, dancing with all of these Arab princes in their whole nine yards. and he's there, and all of the high brass of the United States is all dancing with swords. I told you that's very symbolic, because Yishmael's weapon is not the sword. Yishmael's weapon is V'hu yihiyeh roiveh kashos. He's an archer. Esav is the one upon which it says Al charbecha yichyeh. So here you have the representative of the Western civilization, the representative of those who embrace the ideology of the Christians, of Edom, the sword, together with those who represent, they're the richest nation in the world, they're the richest, they're the Arab nations, and they're the most, they represent, they have the most money there. Money speaks everything, and they represent the Arab nations. And look what's going on. And you don't see that picture. That picture speaks volumes. That picture is unbelievable. That video is the marriage of Yishmael and Esav with their weapons, using the weapon of Esav, which is the weapon of Al Charbecha Tichya. You know what I mean? What?
First of all, Islam changed that they adopted the sword. So,
okay, they have nuclear weapons. They have nuclear weapons. I know that.
The situation you just described is also an enemy of my enemy situation.
Yeah, why? Because that's Israel now.
No, it has nothing to do with Israel. It has to do with Iran.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Okay.
Israel and
Iran is Persia. Iran is Persia. But that image is something which. That event was something which is amazing, because that really is a fulfillment of this pasuk. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael. Trump went to Saudi Arabia, and Trump was mingling there. Whatever their motives were, money, weapons, hulu, whatever it is. Okay, whatever it is. Vayelech Esav. There is a merger. That's very dangerous for us. Whenever Esav and Yishmael come together, then our two enemies are uniting, and then we are vulnerable. On the other hand, the world is suffering from terrorism, which means there is a milchama taking place between Esav and Yishmael. This is a paradox. Is there a milchama? And when there's a milchama, it's even greater, because who gets caught in the crossfire in the milchama? We get caught in the crossfire. Because they both are trying to kill each other, and if they're going to kill each other, they're going to kill us for sure. That's what the Crusades are all about. They're going there, fighting it, trying to kill each other, and we get caught in the crossfire. So, it's a very complicated world we live in today. Mitzad Echad, Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. Mitzad Sheni, there's a milchama between Esav and Yishmael, and we're vulnerable, we're caught in the middle. It's very, very frightening. Now, to make things more complex, look what it says over here in Rashi, and try to see how that can fit into today's, to the mice of a similar bottom in today's day and age. Esav went to Yishmael his chatinbo to get married to his chatinbo ulehasiyoi. Here he starts. He did not get married because he liked her. He was not madly in love with Machalas. Okay, that's what Rashi says. He didn't like her. So why did he marry her? I need her. Political marriage. If I'll be married to her, I'll be able to come and dine with Yishmael, and I'll be able to. Part of the family, I'll be able to influence Yishmael to kill Yitzchak, to kill my own father. I can't kill my father. If I, Esav, kill my own father, what are they going to say about me? It's not going to look good. It's not going to go off well in the media. So I can't kill my own father. It's not acceptable. So what I'll do is I will. But a brother can kill his brother, right? You don't see children killing their parents. You see brothers killing each other, right? It goes on Ma'aseh Mecholim. Every time there's a break, a death, a chassidus, a splits, they don't talk to each other, right? So brothers don't talk to each other, but children talk to their father. So therefore, let me go marry Machalas. That way I'll be the Edim by Yishmael. I'll go to Yishmael and convince Yishmael to kill Yitzchak. And then after he kills Yitzchak, he killed my father. How can you kill my father? I'm the Goel Hadam. I'm going to go kill my father-in-law. That you can do. Father-in-law you can kill. You can't kill your father. You kill your father-in-law, I'll kill my father, the Goel Hadam. And now, who's the Balabas? Everything. I will now inherit both nations. I'll inherit the nation of Yishmael because I killed him, and Yitzhak because Yitzhak was swallowed up by Yishmael, and now I, Esav, will have everything. I will have everything. Let's see.
And Yaakov will be the odd man out.
Yaakov, and then it will be very easy. Then Yaakov will be eliminated very, very quickly. So the Medrash Agadah Rabbi Tachum Dorosh Hakav Yishalach Esav El Yishmael L'Schatim Boy. Uliasiyoi to give him advice. Uliasiyoi to influence him. Sheyoirer al Yitzchak, that Yishmael should be aroused to kill Yitzchak al Yerusha Savram in a complaint. Yishmael was the Bechor. How could it be that he was denied Eretz Yisrael? Ki lo yirash im bini im Yitzchak. It's not fair. Zelo fair. So he's going to eliminate him. The Yaro Yishmael es Yitzchak. Yishmael will then kill Yitzchak. Then Ve'yani Goel Hadam. I, who am the son of Yitzchak, will not tolerate that someone killed my father, even though he's secretly very happy that someone killed his father. Ve'yaro es Yishmael. I will then kill Yishmael. The Zehu, that's what it means. Yikrevu Beloshim Rabin. Why does it say Yikrevu? It will come close. Yimei is also Beloshim Rabin. Evel Avi. Why is it the word blush? It should be yikrav, yimei evelavi. The answer is there are two things that I want to come close. I wanted to come close also the death of Yishmael because I'm going to kill him being the Goel Hadam. The irash ani es Yitzchak the es Yishmael. So therefore, that's what Pshah and the Pasuk. Now we understand Pshah and the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yam because Amorcha, you Edom. Esav, you have said, Eshnei Hagoyim, the two nations, Yitzchak and Yishmael, I will inherit. V'yeshtei ho'arotzos, Eretz Yisrael, and Lisiana. What are the two lands? The lands, Yishmael has nothing, but it means, I guess, his own land. Har Seir, I assume that's what he means over here. Har Seir plus Eretz Shol will be to Lisiana. The Rashnuha, we will inherit it. And then the next words of Rashi are Hashem Shomhoya. Yoda es machshevoisecha. Hashem knows what you are thinking, even though you cannot prove it. There are no tapes, there are no secret tapes, there's no records. You can't pin him down. He's perfect, the perfect crime. There is absolutely no loose ends that have not been accounted for. Esav, this was Esav's master plan to marry Mochlas, influence Yishmael to kill Yitzchak. Then he, Alpi Halacha, is the Goel Hadam, will then kill Yishmael, and he will now possess the entire world. He will inherit Eretz Yisrael, and he has his own Har Seir. And Yaakov, my brother, he's out. This was his master plan, a very devious plan, and no one can prove it. There's no paper trail, there's no money trail, but Hashem is there. Hashem knows what you are thinking. Okay, so this is a very fascinating medrash. Why is it so fascinating? Because today we're living in the world of Esav and Yishmael, and this pasuk and medrash has to be Maisa Avos Simla Banim. And some way, some form, this applies today as well. And the danger of if you want to take this to today, you have to understand who really is the dominant figure today, Esav or Yishmael? Esav. Esav really is the dominant figure. And Yishmael are the terrorists. But the one that's really more dangerous, if you take this medrash, I'm just thinking out loud now. If you take this medrash and you plug it into the 21st century, ask the average person, who's a greater danger to Klal Yisrael today? Is it Esav or Yishmael? I think the average person would say Yishmael. Yishmael is more dangerous. America doesn't really care about Eretz Yisrael. If there's peace in the Middle East, so they live and let live. They're not the ones. They're not concerned about Eretz Yisrael. They have their own interests. And they have their own interests, but the ones that are trying to destroy us is Yishmael. This Chazal tell us the real danger is not Yishmael. The real danger is Esav, is Edom. Because Edom really does want, deep down, that Yishmael, should kill Yitzchak, should conquer, overtake Yitzchak, and then it's not right what you did. How could you go abuse the Jewish people? How could you do this to them? We're going to be the Goyal Hadam. We're going to come for the cleanup and punish you for what you've done. And in the process, we will take over and call all the shots. So it's almost as if this marriage is telling us is that Esav is standing by the sidelines and rooting for Yishmael. Isn't that what it says here? I'm not making this up. Yishmael, Esav is rooting that Yishmael should do, should cause.
It doesn't,
absolutely not, because it's not the way it seems in our eyes. But what does the Pasuk say? V'Hashem Shama. The Pasuk says you can't prove this theory. This thesis cannot be proven. There is absolutely
at
no.
At least not at this point in time.
What?
At least not right now.
Now
we're not seeing.
Hashem Shama. Yeah.
We're seeing a war between Shmuel and Esau. The thing is, it's pretty much a one-sided war. they're openly at war. We're not, but. So this has yet to play out.
We should say that you can see today that Esav is supporting them.
Is supporting who?
The support of Yishmael.
Well,
one part you can see is that they produce tremendous amount of multi-millions of dollars to Palestinians, and a certain percentage of the money, over $300 million, even this past year, it was increased. The amount of money that we give to terrorists, and it's just encouraging them to do what they're doing. More they kill, more money they get, and in other ways also. So it's okay.
I'm just thinking out loud.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated. But look, boom.
Because you can't. Sometimes you just have to separate the people and the governments. You know, it's not a simple.
Of course not. It's not so, but we presented here a Sach HaKol, three different relationships in modern between Esav and Yishmael. Mitzad Echad, it says here there's going to be a merger. There's an alliance. Vayelech Esav El, that's not good. When our two enemies get together, that's a problem for us. Mitzad Sheni, they're both fighting for dominance of the world. Crusades. Okay, it's Jihad versus Crusade. Mitzad Shlishi, we have another layer where we have this very strange thing. The only reason why they're merging is not because they both together want to destroy us. Esav is the danger. Esav is only joining to influence Yishmael to do the dirty work. And then Esav is going to come in for the cleanup. And in the process of coming in for the cleanup, he's going to dominate over Klal Yisrael.
How these countries were created. They were created artificially. Were created in a way with never peace between them. Half of the population was given to one country and the other, like Palestinians, the Kurds, the Shiites. They could have been.
They're not peace among themselves.
Divided the countries along the religious line.
Okay, the Shiites and the Sunnis, they don't have peace among themselves. We're not peace among ourselves either.
Right, because here.
So, that's a side point. That's a side point. Yeah.
But that's also in the
message is speaking of Shmuel and Esau as some kind of unified entity, but both of those are far from that. So that's what complicates it. They don't have a single unified thinking.
We don't. It's very complex. So let's now see the Radak. Radak, starting Radak, Pasik Yud. Yan Am Morucha Eshnei Hagoyim Yisrael Yehuda. So we learn the same like Rashi and the first interpretation. It means these two nations, Eshnei Haratzos, Eretz Yehuda Ubinyamin, the Eretz Shor Hashvatim. Eretz Yehuda, that's Yerushalayim. And then we have the Shor Shvatim, that's the capital was Shoimroin, Kemo, Shohoyu Chalukos, the Malthus, the Amar Tiena El Hadavek. Okay, let's skip that part. That's grammar. Let's then go to the next of Hashem Shom Hoya Shoma Divrehem. Hashem knows what you said. The Yashiv Gemulam B'Roshem Hashem will punish you. Pasuk Yidalef Lachain. Therefore, Yosisib Ke'apecha V'Kin Osicha I will do to you according to my anger and according to my jealousy. It will be midah kineged midah. Asher asisa misin asecha bam. Misin asecha ksib yud. Okay, this also is grammar, so we're going to skip this. Go to the next thing. Ramaskal v'nodati bam kasher esh betecha ki bavuram esh betecha. I will judge them on for your sake because of the Jewish people. Then you will know that I have selected you, you're my people, the Yonasim Pir game. Okay, we'll leave that. Okay, let's now go to another next pasuk. Pasuk Yudbeis. Pasuk Yudbeis says, Vyodat on you, Vyodat, you'll know, Kiani Hashem Shamati is called Noot Sosecha. Every time I say the word, I always think about Nazi, that word. I will know all of your, I have heard all of your derision, all of your words of insult, your words of bizoyon. Asher amarto al hori Yisrael leimar, shamein, which is desolate, loy nitnu le'ochla, lo'anu nitnu le'ochla, it's beginning to us to eat. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzvah Stavid. Hashem says, I know exactly what you said with your data. When you are destroyed, you will then know that I've heard, it's called the way Bizyoincha, all of your Bizyoinos. Shamarta Alhari Yisrael Hine Shomeinu. Kian Shehem Nidnu Lonul Ochel. There are people given to us for consumption. Velo Nishar Sham Mimehem. Okay, that is Mitzudos. What is saying Rashi? Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis said there is no Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis. The Radak Pasuk Yud Beis says Vyodata Noot Sosecha Bekomat Sanun. We'll leave that. It's all grammar. Finished. Now, by this pasuk, according to, I saw this in the Malbim. The Malbim really says this. The Malbim really seems to say this. Look at the Malbim. The Malbim goes back in the previous pasuk, but it really is spelled out in this pasuk. Malbim Pasuk Yud. Dibur Hamaschil v'Hashem Shom Hoya. This is all about Christianity. The Christian doctrine. What is the Christian doctrine all about? That we have been replaced. Hashem has replaced. What's the words?
Replacement theology.
Replacement theology. God has replaced the Jewish people with the Christians. And because we have failed in His ways. V'Hashem. V'Hashem Shom Hoya. Look at the Malbim. V'Ata Oimer. Ki V'Ata Oimer Shetirash Gam Es Hashem Asher Shom Hoya. Ki Ata Oimer SheEdoim Nichnas Tachas Yisrael. Edoim has entered into the place of the Jewish people. SheYisrael Chilu Es Hashem. They have profaned Hashem. V'Atem HaGoy Asher Bocher Hashem. Now, if those words of the Malbim. Rabbi Sayafnasin, it's very hard for me to compete with everything, with the noise downstairs, the cell phones, people spread over reading newspapers. It's frustrating. You know, I prepare, I stay up late at night, come here, people read the newspaper, they read books, the cell phones, this noise. You don't have to come. You really don't have to come. If it's really boring, it's not necessary to come. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking to everyone in general. The degree of, I guess I have unrealistic expectations. It's not something. It's just very frustrating. Okay. Pasuk, the Malm over here. The Malm over here talks about this idea of replacement. What's it called? The
replacement theology.
If it cannot be more explicit than what it says here in the Malm. The Hashem Hoyeshom V'Ata Oimer Shetirash Gamis Hashem Asher Shom Hoye. Ki ato oimer she'edem nichnas tachas Yisrael she'Yisrael chilu es Hashem v'yatem hagoy asher bochar Hashem. Okay, so they now have become the replacement for Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Beis is explicit. V'yodat ki'ni Hashem shamati es, I heard all of your words of insult. What are the ultimate words of insult that Edom has said to Klal Yisrael? The ultimate, besides all of the killing, all of the horrors that they have inflicted upon Klal Yisrael, the worst thing that Edom has done is to say, "You're not the Am HaNivchar. You're finished. You're nothing special. You're not
Hashem
the chosen nation.
You.
Hashem rejected you and replaced you with us." that in effect, to some degree, is even worse than the horrors of what they've done physically to us.
And because of that, then you are
subject to all of these things.
Right.
So therefore, shamati, I've heard, it's kol no'ot sosecha. That's the insult. Okay, kasher amart al hori yishol lemar. Therefore, shamein lanu nidnu ha'olacha. It is not a coincidence that the Nazis who have killed, who have done the greatest horrors to this world, that the root of the word Nazi is in the word no'ot sosecha. That's not a coincidence. And what is the essence of the Nazis? The essence is there's nothing special about you. Klal Yisrael, you're the survival of the fittest. There's a defect in your genes, and therefore we can completely eliminate you off the face of the earth.
Although,
yeah.
In Oshamnu, we say it about ourselves.
Okay, so it's used in different contexts. Where do we say in Oshamnu? What? Niatznu. Okay, Niatznu. But this is the term that he uses over here. Okay. Pasik Yud. Okay, that concludes Pasik Yud Beis. Let's go to Pasik Yud Gimel. Vatagdilu alai b'fichem. Okay, you have spoken with arrogance b'fichem. Vatartem alai divreichem. Your words have become va'ala anan hakatares. Asar means abundance. Your words are too much. The words of insult have reached a point where it's too much. Anish shomoti, I have heard what you have said. Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Yud Gimel ba'atagdilu ba'asher higdaltem. Alai b'fichem l'daber gedolos v'divrei ha'gaiva. V'asher hirbeisem olai divreichem b'divrei cheruf. Hinei anish shomoti esakol de'ein dover nelo mimeni. And there is nothing that is hidden from me. I know exactly what you have said. Listen, Rashi over here says, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Says Vatartim here Beisem, your words have become too numerous. Kibchin Vasar, it goes up Anan Hakitores Loshen Oivi, thickness. He learns the word. Your words will come too thick. What?
Yes.
I have Ovi. What do you have?
Ribui.
Aha. Okay. I have a different girsa. Okay. Let's see. Radak pasuk Yugimel. Yugimel says Vatadilu Shayis Moimim Sheineni Shomer Devarichem Haroyim. You thought Edom that Hashem does not hear what you have to say. You have said words which are too harsh. The chain, na'ataros, nishikos, sone, are abundant. The kisses of your enemy. When someone kisses you too much or he gives you too many compliments, you know he's trying to butter you up. Beware, he's coming for something.
Kissing up to you.
Kissing up. Your words have become too harsh for me. Okay, let me just tell you the one medrash which is very well get to the kinos. The kinos we actually make reference to this. A very, very powerful medrash. Perek Lamed Hey. This really goes back in the previous pasuk about with the pasuk that the blood will pursue you. We had yesterday twice the dom year dofech when Hashem destroys Edom. Blood will pursue you, which means people of the sword who will come and spill your blood will run after you. Let me read you the exact words. Borei, kama tzadikim v'chasidim shavach Esav daman. Look how many tzadikim Esav has killed throughout history. Millions, millions of people. V'yav kavur lo yinosan lohem. Not only that, the people that Esav killed did not merit burial. Shenemar, shavchu damam kamayim svivos yushlaim v'ein koiver paskin tehillim. Mo osa kodesh baruch hu. So what does Hashem do? This is very, very powerful what it says here. And we say this in the Kina, the second Kina that we read with regard to the Crusades. Ho yonoytel midam kol nefesh for nefesh shoharach. Hashem takes a drop of blood from every single victim of Klal Yisrael. The Taval and he dips as pur feron shelo. That's a very unique word. What is a pur feron? Pur feron is a garment of malchus. It's a special royal garment that only a king wears. Hashem takes the blood of every single person that was killed al kiddush Hashem, and he puts it. He dips his garment in that blood. Ad shetzov adam, until the entire garment is red, pure red. And then when we will arrive the Yom Hadin HaGadol, when Hashem judges every nation, every person,
right.
Hashem will dress himself in this garment, umareloi gufoi, and Hashem will show the evidence of the murder, will present it in front of Edom. Gufa shel shel kol tzadik v'tzadik, roshim oleha, om aloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im loi dom sonesa, the dom, and this is what it says in the Pasuk, did you not hate blood? Now the blood will chase after you. It refers to the blood that is on the garment, the royal garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he stands in judgment and mishpat against Edom for the sins that they have, the crimes against Klal Yisrael. Okay, we're going to stop over here, take a short break, and then we're going to spend some time learning halacha, because Rabbi Einemer is coming. We have a treat at 11:15 to give us some divrei Torah, divrei Musa, divrei Nisarus for Tisha B'Av.
Shalom.
How are you, Shalom?
What's going on?
What? Halacha now, yeah.
It was regular.
Regular?
Yeah.